180 degrees.
Hey, good morning, Local 304, in particular Columbus, Ohio, my branch. Again, this podcast, it may be applicable to other offices, but I'm talking directly to Columbus, Ohio right now. Hey, listen, folks, we've got a situation brewing in Citygate as a result of the manner in which the post office converted MHAs to regular. Now, I'm going to try to keep this as simple as I can, and this is based on my understanding. I welcome any feedback that might correct my understanding. Normally, when the post office converts MHAs to regular, there are bids that they're going into. In other words, you have 10 residual bids, and what I mean by residual, it went up for bid, it came down, nobody bid for it, so it becomes a residual bid. So you have residual bids, nobody bid for it. So now you have job openings, regular career openings, with no one assigned. Then the post office converts MHAs based on the vacancies that they have. And once an MHA is converted, they are supposed to be shown a list by seniority of the vacant bids, the residual bids, I'm sorry, so that they can select their bid. Now, if you work in Columbus, you know they don't do anything close to that. They just converted 10, 15 regulars and made them all unassigned regulars. Now, on one hand, and MHAs, I'm not knocking the fact that you were converted to career. What I'm saying is the manner in which the post office did it was wrong. Nobody got a selection. Nobody got anything. You were just told you're being converted and this is where you're going to report. Now, initially, the happiness of just being converted, you are now a regular employee, overrides anything else. But see, this is where union leadership must be present. Because somebody should have spoke to on a national level about the manner in which Columbus is converting folks. Now, I got to tell you, I spoke with Mr. Williamson, Jeffrey Williamson in Washington, D.C., several times in relation to the manner in which Columbus converts. They never give, most of the time when they convert MHAs, they were giving you maybe one day to pick a job. This last two conversions, they're not given any opportunities to these MHAs. So now, because you are an unassigned regular, post office has the autonomy to move you around. As long as they let you know the week prior, they can legitimately, contractually move your schedule every other week if that's what they choose to do because you are unassigned regular. But I'm saying, you got forced into that position because they didn't exercise a good protocol when they converted you. If there were jobs available and had Columbus, Ohio canvassed the MHAs properly, we wouldn't have situations with MHAs now, with former MHAs who are now unassigned regulars stressing about, is management going to change my job every week? See, they did it. Union did nothing about it. And what happens now is, and I say again, first you were ecstatic because you are a career and you get out of that MHA status. You get 2 days off, you get set hours. But it's bigger than that, folks. And again, while the MHAs should have rejoiced, the union should have went to work. Yeah, they should have went and got with somebody, start with Chris Smith, and then work your way up the ladder. That's not how you convert people. And if you talk to anybody higher than your local building, go to postal headquarters, there's a protocol on how you want to convert. When you convert MHAs to regular, you want to give them an opportunity to select their job. You got to remember, this is your initial step into career postal employment. If you are greeted like an employee who the agency has any care about, then you're going to receive that and it's going to motivate you to be a better employee. After you get past the thought of okay, now I'm regular. But wait a minute. I didn't even get to pick my job. I didn't get to pick anything. Then anger comes in. Because, again, it's a good thing that you made career, but there's a manner in which to do that. And I say to anybody out there listening, I don't think it is the Postal Service's intention to have 20 and 20, 25 unassigned regulars. That kind of defeats the purpose. If you've got unassigned regulars with no bid to go to, then we probably need an increase in our employment component. But see, all of this is so interestingly interwoven into how they manipulate that F1 scheduler that it's not funny. And I'm very serious when I say unions, we need to get way more active in addressing these issues. Let's not become complacent because an MHA got converted to regular. Let's become complacent because an MHA got converted to regular and the Postal Service followed the protocol, which means we gave you a inviting greeting to what we call career employment. And what I'm simply saying is there's a right way and there's a wrong way to do things, folks. And when you look at how Columbus is right now stressing out these unassigned regulars, MHAs, had they followed protocol, we could probably skip all of this. But see, it's bigger than that. In Columbus right now, when I see regulars bidding on jobs, that management goes behind the scenes, and manipulates that bid via 1723s or 3189s, it kind of explains why they won't do things the right way. I'm of the opinion, and again, this is my personal opinion. All I have is 15 to 20 years of working with folks is where I base my opinion from. They have the bids so manipulated and screwed up in Columbus that just converting MHAs to unassigned regulars, give them a chance to go back and try to fix some of those screw-ups that they have in bids. But I'm telling you, folks, you have to be aware of your surroundings, and you really have to understand that Columbus, Ohio, seems to always be on the short end of doing almost most things properly. They do them for convenience sakes. They do them for other reasons, but they're not doing them in line with postal standard operating procedures. And we have to become more vigilant and address those issues. So to the MHAs right now, the unassigned regulars, former MHAs, that are now going through that the rigmarole of, I've been on tour 3 all this time, now I'm just being assigned to a different tour. Well, that's not how that's supposed to work, folks. And what I would ask you to do is, submit your change of schedules so that you can stay on the tour that fits your life right now while you exercise the bid opportunities and then find a bid where the work hours are in line with your family needs or your quality of life needs. Okay, so first, and not first of all, because I'm at the end of my podcast, I do apologize for broadcasting my 8 o'clock Tuesday podcast at noon, but information is information. I'll be right back on the 8 o'clock schedule for next Monday and Tuesday. Hey, this is your branch president, Kenny Hodge, saying, come on, union, you have to be more vigilant when you start looking at these bids and looking at the manner in which Columbus, Ohio is manipulating career employees, whether they be regulars on a new bid or unassigned regulars getting moved around. And again, I say to you, just be aware of the fact that you are an unassigned regular, the post office has the autonomy to move you. I'm simply saying, had they converted you properly, all these moves would not be necessary, and you would not come to work today on tour 3 and find out next week you're now on tour 1. Nobody thought about your home situation. Nobody thought about maybe you and your significant other work off shifts so that someone's home for childcare. See, none of that stuff is going into their thought process because it means they're probably trying to cover up some other shenanigans that they've already encountered with bids. And before I close the podcast, I want you to know that when I was in office, before the local president decided I couldn't do the job, my Tour 1 Chief Steward, and I want to make this clear, not BIP's Tour 1 Chief Steward, my Tour 1 Chief Steward, we track every job in that building. We noticed that people were bidding on jobs A and B and receiving C and D. And again, now we have all these chickens coming home to roost. So again, while you're sitting here laughing and joking that Ken Hodge wasn't effective, again, my team, this was something that we did on a regular, track every bid. In fact, my data that was supplied to me by my Tour 1 Chief Steward, I don't even want to mention her name, was better than the data the post office had every day. Every day, our data was better. But again, BIP made a decision that none of that mattered because I'm a threat to his local president job. But I'm going to get that job anyway, and then I'm going to track bids on a local 304, a wider scale, and we can probably stop this type of nonsense from happening. And when I say nonsense, I'm at 25 MHAs being converted to unassigned regulars. I know there's vacant bids, but Columbus management have other ideas how they're going to deal with those bids. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge, and I'm going to go ahead and get off this podcast today. Again, I apologize that my 8 o'clock podcast is going to air at 12, but have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.